Beatrice Rana is here. The Italian piano superstar is originally from Copertino on the country's East Coast. She was a student at 4 years old and a concert pianist with orchestra by age 9. She studied at the Nino Rota Conservatory of Music in Italy and then in Hanover, Germany. At 18, she won the Montreal Piano Competition and was a finalist shortly thereafter at the Van Cliburn. In 2017, she was named winner of the Gramophone Magazine Award for Young Artist of the Year. She signed to Warner Classics and debuted at Carnegie Hall in 2019 and has performed on major concert stages around the world. The New York Times wrote that Rana's rendition of Chopin's Opus 25 Etudes, quote, made the pieces sound as poetic and colorful as anything Chopin ever wrote. Her latest album, Clara and Robert Schumann, The Piano Concertos, is with the Chamber Orchestra of Europe and Canadian Yannick Nézet-Séguin. It's on classical album charts around the world at the moment. On April 18th, Beatrice Rana will take the Kerner Hall stage here in Toronto for a dazzling performance, including J.S. Bach's French Suite, music from Claude Debussy, that's in the first half, and then Beethoven's Hammer Clavier. Tickets at rcmusic.com. It is our pleasure to have Beatrice Rana on the line with us from Rome, where it is early evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Great to have you along here this afternoon for us here in Toronto. And it looks like you've been fairly busy this week. It's some sort of big classical event happening in Italy. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Actually, I was just back from London to Rome, where I presented my Chamber Music Festival. It's coming to the 7th edition. And it will be in July, but we announced the program, so that was really exciting.
Yeah, it looked like you had a lot of people with you and an exciting event, and so the festival.
Yeah. The 7th edition is becoming big, so I'm very looking forward to it.
That's fantastic. And then you were with the London Philharmonic over the weekend, is that right?
Yes, I played for the first time with the Mendelssohn First Piano Concerto, which is a concerto that I absolutely adore. Very big highlight because I love to play in London.
You looked stunning on stage. It was great to see the photos. So,
thank you.
Let's talk about this new record, and I'll mention it because you have it pinned to your social media. We've been playing it a lot, and it's got a nice Canadian connection here in Toronto as well with Yannick Nézet-Séguin, the conductor here with the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. You're performing on piano, and it's a conversation between the married couple, Robert and Clara Schumann, the piano concertos, plus that lovely solo piano piece right in the center of the record. Tell us a little bit about the project and why you wanted to take it on.
Well, I have been always a big fan of the couple, of Robert and Clara Schumann. Of course, since I was a child, I loved the music of Robert Schumann, and I grew up with the idea of Clara being the wife of Robert.
Sure.
This recording is to put into the right perspective things, because Clara was not only the wife of Robert, but was also an amazing pianist and a wonderful composer. In fact, as a pianist, we all know that she was a concert pianist traveling around Europe, giving concerts, and it was quite astonishing for a woman of the 19th century. But as a composer, we don't know much, because unfortunately she composed a few pieces, and then as soon as she got married, she quit composition. And that's such a pity that it happened, but it was not very rare at the time for women just to quit activities as soon as they were married. And indeed, the concerto was written when Clara was only 14 years old.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing, because the concerto is so brave, so daring, shows her as a wonderful composer and pianist, because it's also very demanding for a pianist. I think it's this the sense of the recording, to put into perspective things and to see that she composed such an amazing piece before Robert composing a piano concerto.
I love the idea, too, that we have the Widmung, which is the solo piano piece, and then Clara Schumann's concerto is, you know, it's a stripped-down, almost chamber music, and then we get to Robert, and it's that full orchestral. So we really get a sonic palette on the record, which is nice.
Yeah, and personally for me, it was also a way to pay homage to this amazing couple, because the song that I played is a transcription of a Robert Schumann song that is Widmung. And Widmung was a wedding present from Robert to Clara on the day of their marriage. I thought that it was just the essence of their relationship because, I mean, after all, it was really an amazing couple, one supporting the other so much in the musical life and in the personal life. So I thought it was just the perfect way to finish such an album.
How was it working with Yannick Nézet-Séguin and the Chamber Orchestra?
Well, to work with Yannick is an absolute pleasure. I've known him now for some time because I met him in Canada for the first time when I won the Montreal competition. It was a prize of the competition to play with him and his orchestra, the Orchestre Métropolitain.
Sure.
Since then, we had always a very nice relationship. Actually, this project was born with him because he asked me if I was interested in doing Clara. I never considered the idea. And we toured all over Europe before recording this concerti. And finally, in the summer, we got to Baden-Baden and we did this with the two concerti and a program of four hands. So that was a very intense week. And also the Chamber Orchestra of Europe is absolutely amazing because it's made up of such incredible musicians. And in a way, it really reflects the name, the Chamber Orchestra, because the attitude is really, really listening to each other when playing. And this is very inspiring.
And he has so many orchestras. So nice to play with one of them. It's so special. And it must be nice. I mean, it's on charts all around the world right now, which is thrilling.
Yeah, it's really amazing because, I mean, this project came in the middle of the pandemic. And so it was just looking like something unreal. You know what I mean?
It
was in the middle of such a dark period. And then when it really happened, and now that I see it's real, when I got the first copy of the CD in my hands, I was like, wow, it really happened. And for me, it was a real ray of light.
And you and Yannick both on the album cover, and we have just loved playing it. So thank you for that music. It is just wonderful. If you are just joining us, Beatrice Rana is here. The Italian pianist will play Kerner Hall on Tuesday, April 18th. Tickets at rcmusic.com. You don't want to miss this one. It's going to be brilliant. Let's talk a little bit about the recital form, because it is, I would imagine, it's a nice chance for you to have a little more freedom with the repertoire and express yourself in a different way than working with an orchestra.
For sure, to play in a recital allows a lot of freedom because you are the owner of your time and your space. This is really amazing. I'm so looking forward to playing Kerner Hall because I played there a few years ago and I remember this amazing acoustic, all this wood looking just so nice. And the program that I'm playing is an homage to the piano because it starts with the piano Bach, the French suite, together with the Debussy Pour le piano for the piano, which is a suite inspired by the Baroque structure. So there is this Baroque French first half. And then in the second half, there will be the majestic Hammerklavier by Beethoven, the Opus 106. This is a huge sonata, and I'm always so looking forward to playing it.
I have to say, your French accent is beautiful. you have to work on so many different languages as a classical musician. So
because I'm Italian, so I don't know why.
I don't know why either. It feels like it's better than mine. So we're glad that you're visiting Toronto.
Well, actually, I am glad to.
Beatrice Rana, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Pianist Beatrice Rana will play Kerner Hall on Tuesday, April 18th. Tickets at rcmusic.com. You heard a little bit about the repertoire. It is Bach, the French Suite, Debussy, Beethoven. A wonderful night. And let's listen. This is Beatrice in performance.